Good morning, ladies. It's very good to be able to come with you today.
姐妹们大家好，我很高兴今天能够跟大家在一起。
It's good to be able to bring God's word to you.
很高兴能够把神的话语跟大家一起来分享。
And try to encourage us.
神想要鼓励我们。
I'd like to ask you a question.
我想问大家一个问题。
How big is your God?
你的神有多大?
Is he a little God or is he a big one?
他是一个微小的神吗?还是他是一位伟大的神?
You see, a little God is one when you pray for things and it doesn't happen and you say, well, I didn't think it would anyhow.
然后一位微小的神就是说你向他祷告什么事情,然后呢,你祷告的没有发生,然后你就说,哦,可能他做不了什么。
Anyway, let's look and see in the Bible some that had a big God.
让我们来看圣经里边，有些人他们的神是伟大的神。
One night, God spoke to Abraham.
有一天晚上，神对亚伯拉罕说。
And he said, "You must offer your son to me."
他说，你要把你的儿子献给我。
And I don't know how.Abraham took that message.
我不知道亚伯拉罕听到这个信息是如何来理解的，如何来接受的。
I don't know. He may have not slept that night. He may have been calling out to God. I don't know how he took it.
我不知道他是不是那天晚上都没有睡觉，然后向神呼求。
But the scripture said the very next day, early in the morning, he got up and he told them, "I'm going to offer."Sacrifice to God.
但是圣经上讲，第二天一大早他就起来，然后他就带着孩子出发了，说我要献上他为祭。
So he and Isaac and the two of his workers, they started off.
所以呢，他就带着以撒和两个仆人就出发了。
When he got close to the mountain where he was going to offer his son,He told them to stay back and just he and his son would go forward.
所以呢他到了那个快到那个山上的时候呢他就告诉仆人说你们在此等候我和童子去那里拜一拜就回到你们这里来。
As they were walking along, his son looked up and in a question way said, you know, dad, we have the knife and we have the wood and the fire, but where's the sacrifice?
当他们走的时候那个以撒呢就看看说爸爸说这里柴火和柴都有了但是燔祭在哪里呢
And he said something to his son that actually was prophetic.
然后他对以撒说了一句话其实这是一个预言。
It was a prophecy.
那是一个预言。
He said, God will provide.
他说神必亲自预备。
As they went up, he fixed the altar, put the wood on, and then took his son and laid him on the altar, tying, no doubt, his hands and feet. And he, I'm sure the son was amazed at what was happening.
然后他到了那里把祭坛献好，把火和柴，把柴放好，然后就把以撒放在上边，把他的，可能是把他的手和脚都给捆住了。然后我就想，当时以撒可能就在想到底要做什么。
But he seemed submissive, he just laid there.
但是以撒听看起来是很顺服他就躺在那儿。
And as Abraham prepared and got the knife out, I don't know what was going on in Abraham's heart or what was going on in his son's mind.
然后呢以撒这时候亚伯拉罕就准备好伸手拿刀我不知道这时候那个亚伯拉罕心里在想什么他的儿子又在想什么
Now Abraham done this without questioning God at all
然后亚伯拉罕肯定是很认真的照着这个去准备的
And you might say well maybe the Lord would maybe he would try and couldn't do it
然后你可能会说亚伯拉罕可能想这样做但是却没法做。
He couldn't do what God asked him to do because it was too great a sacrifice.
他可能没有办法去这样子去做神一吩咐他所做的因为这是一个太大的牺牲。
But you know, Abraham just seemingly took that knife without any, we don't know the feelings that may have been there, but he took that knife and without any hesitation started to stab his son.
我们不知道亚伯拉罕心里在想什么，但是圣经上记载说他就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子，没有犹豫，没有后退。
And suddenly there came a voice that said, don't touch him, don't harm your son.
突然呢就有个声音就说不要，一点不可害这个孩子，不要碰他。
Now I want you to seeHow big his God was to Moses, or rather to Abraham.
我想你们看到说，对亚伯拉罕来讲，他的神有多大。
Somehow he believed God.
不管怎，不知道怎么，反正亚伯拉罕他是相信神。
In the face of all of this, he still believed God.
在这一切的情况中，他仍然相信神。
And you say, what did he believe?
那你就说，那他相信什么呢？
That God had promised that Isaac would be the promised son.
神应许以撒就是这个应许之子。
Now, if you knew that, and then you saw God wanted to kill him, would you question God? You say, well, you told me this was going to be my promised son and you're going to kill him now. And would there be a conflict with you and God?
然后呢，如果你是相信这个，你也知道这是应许之子，现在神却要你杀掉这个孩子献祭，那你心里会不会有疑问说，这不是你所应许的吗？你心里会不会有这个怀疑，有这个冲突，有这个矛盾呢？
But his faith was he trusted God.
亚伯拉罕是他的信心，是他相信神，信神。
He knew he was a God that was trustworthy.
他知道这位神是可以信任的神。
And he knew that Isaac was going to be the promised child.
他也知道以撒就是这个应许之子。
He didn't doubt God's word.
他没有怀疑神的话。
He didn't question God's word.
他也没有就是去疑惑，去质疑神的话。
And in Hebrews it tells us by faith, and this is what he had.A faith and a trust in God that what God said he was really going to fulfill.
那个希伯来书就说了，说亚伯拉罕呢是因信，他就是因着信就是去献祭，他相信神可以让这个以撒死里复活。
And many think that he trusted that probably Isaac would be raised again.
他相信可能他是觉得以撒会从死里复活。
So he had a big God and a big faith.
所以呢他的神是伟大的神，他也有一个很大的信心。
His faith was tried to the very edge, wasn't it?
他的信心已经被试验到极点。
He was willing to kill Isaac.
他已经愿意就是去照着神的吩咐去杀献以撒。
Because deep in his heart he trusted God.
因为在他的心灵深处他相信神。
And so he said, don't kill your only son.
所以天使就说你不可害这个孩子。
And you know, I believe God did this.As he often did in the Old Testament, he would do things where later on, it was almost like a prophecy.
然后呢，神经常是在旧约里边这样做，你后边会看到这其实是像一个预言一样。
I wonder, as Abraham said, your only son, if he was looking down the 3,000 years later,when he would have to put his son on the cross and let him die for our sins.
当神说亚伯拉罕你独生的儿子，我想神是不是看到两三千年以后他的儿子耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
So we see that Abraham to him had a big God.
所以对亚伯拉罕来讲他的神是伟大的。
A God that he trusted even down to what would be the hardest thing he would ever have to do.
即使是他所面临的 人生中最艰难的事情，他也可以仍然信靠神。
You know, that's the kind of faith that God wants us to have, children.
神想要他的儿女，就是我们都有这样的信心。
They say, you know, we don't see many miracles today.
有人就说，哦，我们今天好像看不到什么神迹了。
We don't see the blind getting their sight, maybe, and we don't see some of the things that happened before. And maybe it's because, not because God is impotent that he can't do it.
我们说，哦，好像没有看到瞎子看见，看到这个神迹，有可能不是说神没有能力去做。
It's because of us.
而是因为我们。
Because he said, it without faith, it's impossible. To please God.
圣经上说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And many times God would want to give us what we need and what he sees we need, but our faith is so small, our God is so small to us.
有的时候其实神是想要给我们所需要的，我们心里所求的，但是因为我们的信心很小。
Now Moses, as he took the children of Israel through the desert,
当摩西带领以色列人经过旷野的时候，
they saw God do many tremendous miracles.
他们看以色列人看到了很多神迹。
They could look down at their shoes and see that for 40 years they never were worn out.
他们可以看看他们脚上穿的鞋，穿了40年，这个鞋竟然都没有穿坏。
They could look and see that their garments over those 40 years never wore out.
他们可以看他们穿的衣服40年都没有穿破。
They could see that he took them across the Red Sea and the Egyptians were killed.
他们也可以看到神带领他们经过红海，但是这个红海却是灭掉了这些追赶他们的埃及人。
They saw water come out of a rock.
他们看到磐石出水。
They saw many wonderful miracles of God, the power of God.
他们看到了神的很多神迹，看到神的大能。
But you know, finally, they Moses took them up right to the promised land.
但是那个摩西把他们带到了应许之地的，就是这边缘，就是要进去了。
And Moses said to them, I want to send out some men.I want to send out 10 men, and I want to, go ahead, honey.
摩西就是说他们其实是说要送十个探子，要送探子去看那个应许之地。
I want you to spy out the land, see what the vegetation is like, see if there's wood there, see if the people live in tents or in big buildings that they have made.Just look to see what you can see.
他就说去探子勘察那地，看看那个地方的他们的那个都有什么果实啊，有什么蔬菜啊，这些百姓是住在帐篷里还是住在城池里，就是去窥探那地。
And they did that for 40 days.
所以这些人呢就去了40天。
And they came back to Moses and Aaron.
所以他们回来就报告给摩西跟亚伦说，
They were carrying large grapes by a pole on each man's shoulder with these beautiful grapes and fruit that they brought back with them.
所以呢，他们就带了就是很大的一串葡萄，是两个人扛着带回来的。
But they said, we spied out the land, but nevertheless the people are strong. They dwell in cities.
他说那个地方呢果然是流奶与蜜之地，但是那个地的民呢强壮，城邑也坚固宽大。
And so as they were talking, Caleb said, good, you know, he's one of the spies that went. He said to Moses, we can go, let us go now and possess it.
然后这个时候呢，就是这个十二个探子中间的加勒就说，他说我们就去吧，我们这个地呢是我们肯定能够占到那个地。
Caleb said, we can overcome it.
那个加勒说我们肯定能征服，能打败他们。
You know, I think Caleb knew what God had done all along, and he knew that God could do this too.
那个迦勒就知道说神过去所行的一切，他知道神也可以征服那地。
But not the other nine. The other nine said, oh, wait a minute. No, but they've got giants there. And he went on to talk about the giants and that we can't really get into that land. They're too powerful for us.
但是那十个剩下的十个探子就说，哎呀，他说不行啊，那些人呢，那个地方有巨人，他们可高大了。
I guess it was the other 10. I made a mistake. But anyhow, now we see that they had given such an evil report that the people were so fearful. They said, oh, no, we can't go back. We can't go.
然后呢，他们就报恶信，所以呢，百姓就非常的害怕。他们就说，我们不能上去，我们不能上去。
They said to the people, we're like grasshoppers in their eyes.
他说，在那些巨人眼中啊，我们好像是蚱蜢一样。
And when you stop to think, all these people now were frightened because they said there's giants there. But they forgot all God had done in his power.
他们看到说，因为那个地方有巨人，然后百姓就很害怕，他们就忘记了神在过去神的所行的奇事，神的大能。
You know, Moses wrote a song that's in the, I think it's in Deuteronomy. But he wrote a song, and he was singing the fact that God would be able to take them through because the people of Canaan had heard what the power of God was like.
然后摩西后应该在生命记他写了一首摩西之歌，他就说神是可以带领他们征服那地，因为迦南地的人他们也听到过神的大能。
And we see 40 years later,that when they did, they sent some spies in again, and they met a woman named Rahab that hid them. She said, we have heard of all the things you did, and we are so frightened. And it was what Moses said. The people were already prepared by God to be frightened of the children of Israel, and they would succeed. But because of their unbelief,they had to wait 40 years in the desert until all of them that were fighting men that time had died.
然后他们后来过了38年40年又派探子去那个迦南地，在那里他们就碰到了喇哈就说，他说我们因为耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，因你们的缘故我们都惊惶了，我们的民心里都消化。你看到神已经在预备那个百姓，让他们都很害怕以色列人，但是因为以色列人他们的不信，他们的恐惧，所以他们就浪费了40年在这个旷野之地，直到那一代的人都死了。
Can I ask you this? Is your God small like the Israelites when they had to face the giants?
那我就想问大家，那你的神是不是就像以色列人面对巨人的时候，他们的就没有信心，他们的神是很小的，他们心目中的神。
We've had a giant face us beginning.
我们也有巨人面对我们，要面对。在2019年的时候，我们也面对了巨人。
A giant called COVID.
这个巨人就是新冠病毒。
Now, we have a God that said, I'll either take you through it or I will bring you home.
我们的神说，或者我带领你经历这个难处，这个艰难，或者我就把你带回家。
Now, he didn't say that exactly about COVID, but that's in the word of God that it's sort of summarized, if you can go through the tribulation, but if you can go throughthe persecutions and things, I'll either take you through or I'll take you home.
当然神没有说直接的就是说是指这个新冠病毒，但是神在他的话语里边这样的总结，就是说当我们面对逼迫，当我们面对难处的时候，神或者带领我们经过这一切的难处，或者就把我们带回家。
Now I don't know about you, but one of mine was fear.
我不知道你们的巨人是什么，但是我的一个巨人就是恐惧害怕。
One of the ladies came to, I was having class and she came and the next day she had COVID.
那时候呢，就是，
you sick with it.
然后呢，当时呢，我在教这个带领查经，那有一位姐妹就过来，然后在我们家，结果第二天回去发现她得了这个新冠。
And that fear gripped us, or
然
did
后
me. I don't know about Darcy, but it did me.
我不知道师母怎么样，但当时我的确是被恐惧抓住。
And God took me through 2.5 years of showing me and helping me to see He is a big God, not a little God.
那神就是用这2年半的时间带领我经过，让我明白他不是一位小小的神，他是一位伟大的神。
You see, Sister Schwartz, those were great men you were talking about, Moses, and those men were, and Abraham, they were great men.
你会可能说，妈咪啊，你讲的这些都是好像我们信心的伟人，像摩西啊，还有亚伯拉罕。
There was another great man named Elijah.
那还有另外一位圣经中记载的伟人，就是以利亚。
And see what God said about Elijah.
那神是怎么来评价以利亚的呢？
He said, Elijah, a man with like passions,
他
as he
说。
was a man with passions, he was a man just like you and me.
说以利亚是跟我们有同样性情的人，就是他跟我们的性情这个品性是一样的。
He's seen how his country was going, how terrible they were, and he earnestly prayed to God.
然后呢，以利亚就看着他的国家这个以色列人在败坏，所以他就很迫切的向神祷告。
It was really a very unusual thing he was praying for.
然后他所祷告的是一件很不寻常的事。
He was praying that God would cause it to rain or would cause it not to rain. To bring a drought for 3 years.
他向神祷告的是说，神，有3年不下雨，然后有干旱。
See, as he was praying, he recognized that his country would never look back to God unless they went through trouble.
他知道说，除非这个国家呢，他经历这个灾难困难，他们就不会转向神。
But what I wanted to really bring out about Elijah now. Is that he has like passions just like you and I?
我想要讲的说，以利亚是跟我们有同样性情的人。
But what he had was he knew he had a big God.
但是他所知道的是，他有一位伟大的神。
And he went to God and he asked him to do this so that these people would begin to turn back to him.
所以他到神面前，他向神求做这，求神，求这件事，以至于他的百姓，神的百姓可以转回来。
The reason why I wanted to bring this is I want us to face ourselves.
我之所以讲这个，我希望我们能够面对自己。
Just how big is our faith?
我们的信心有多大呢？
How much is our trust? Faith is trust.
那我们对神有多么信靠呢？信心就是要信靠神。
And you say, well, I trusted God and my husband died.
你会说，我信靠神，但是我的先生却过世了。
But God said in the Psalms, He said, sometimes the righteous is taken away because of the evil ahead.
然后诗篇里有讲到说，神把义人取去，是避免了将来的灾祸。
If you are a child of God, He is going to do what He knows is best for us.
如果你是神的孩子，神会去做他知道对我们最好的。
Sometimes it's not comfortable. Sometimes we feel like, where are you, God? But we keep trusting in Him, and He comes through to us.
然后当然有很多时候他不舒服，或者有的时候我们会说神啊，你在哪里？但是你会看到神最终会把我们带过去，神会显现。
Now, I don't know when Jesus is coming back in the rapture.
我不知道这个被提什么时候会发生，耶稣什么时候再回来。
I only know that as I have studied everything that's needed for the tribulation, God has supplied to this generation.
我通过那个查经，我知道说，这个就是大灾难之前所需要的一切因素，神现在已经好像都在那儿了。
You know, in the last two and a half years, I've never seen anything like this in all my years in America. It's like America is just falling apart.
在我整个一生中，我从来没有看到美国像这个过去的两年半所发生的这一切，美在对美国所发生的事情，美国整个感觉像那个下坠四分五裂。
The world's making fun of us.
然后这个世界上的国家都嘲笑美国。
Putin is threatening us with the bombs.
那个普京也威胁美国有这个核弹头什么的。
I could go through what's happening today, but it's mind-boggling when I see these things happening.
然后呢，我可以讲很多的事情，但是你看到这一切所发生的，你好像整个都觉得都不知道发生了什么一样。
Two and a half years ago, there wasn't any big wars or any rumors of wars during that time, and then two and a half years we have come until there are wars being China's wants Taiwan. You can just go Russia with what they wanted, and it's just one after another. The North Korea and how they're shooting off their missiles now, so forth.
然后呢，两年半之前我们就听不到什么战争和战争的风声，但是现在我们就看到这个战争到处都是，一会儿说台海危机呀、啊，然后一会儿说这个现在都知道俄罗斯跟这个乌克兰，然后呢北朝鲜也是一天到晚在发射试验核导弹，还有很多别的地方。
I don't know whether that's what God is doing, if this is going toward the time when Jesus is coming back.But I know that we're meeting the criteria. We're having wars and rumors of wars. We're having famines. We're having earthquakes all over. Our world is very unsettled today.
我不知道说这是不是主耶稣要回来的时间，但是的确是这个所有所说的这些条件都好像出现了。一个是战争和战争的风声，饥荒、地震。
So that's why I'm saying one of the prophecies that of the end time that really scares me is that there'll be a great falling away of the church.
然后呢，在关于末世的一个预言，其实让我真的是很心里边很震惊的，就是讲到教会的离经叛道。
At the end, there's going to be a famine, not of food.But of the word of God.
到最后的时候呢，会有饥荒，不是食物，而是对神的话语的饥荒。
We're finding out that the church is not standing for things. We're finding out that less go to church now. It's just a lot of different things that's sort of coming up now.
然后有很多的事情就好像现在出去，就是说一个是教会没有应该像他所站立的这样站立，然后人们也不再去教会。
But we love you all.
但是
And I can tell you by my own experience of the last two and a half years.
但是我爱大家，过去两年半的经历我知道。
That we're going to have a big faith in our God.That he is a big God, that he can do whatever he plans to do, and that he loves us very much.
我们必须要对神有一个很大的信心，这位神他知道所要做的，而且他爱我们，他有能力做一切。
So ladies, sort of look at yourself and wonder, Lord, if I had to face persecution,And I would have to stand. Could I stand? Would I be able? You know, they can do things to your children. They can do things to, oh, they have all kinds of things that will happen during that time. So we have to say, Lord, would I really stand?
然后我就是姐妹们，我就是想给大家问大家，就是说我们要问自己，如果当逼迫来临的时候，我们是不是能够站立？因为他们有各种各样的事情会发生，如果就是说他们 逼迫有各种各样的方式，比如对我们的孩子，或者是各种各样的事情。在
So maybe you might say to me, Sister Schwartz, I don't really know if I could.
你也许会说，妈咪，我不知道我是不是能够站立得住。
The only way that we can grow in faith is by the word of God.
我们真的是唯一的能够让我们信心增长的方式途径就是靠神的话语。
The more you read the word, the more you see God, the more that strengthens your faith until you get a faith that believes him whatever he does. Maybe it's not what we want, but it is something that is building us up. It's something that he knows is best for us.
就是当我们阅读神的话语，我们越看到神，我们就看到神在刚坚固我们，我们就相信说神所做的也许不是我们所喜欢所想要的，但是神在建造我们。
I trust you'll have a good day, ladies. And I want to thank you for all that you've done for me and the many prayers and the many greetings. I appreciate it so very much.
我真的是很相信神会带领大家，那我也很谢谢大家为我的祷告，然后为我所做的一切，我真的是很感谢。
And we have a good fellowship here together.
我们在这里有一个很好的团契。
Let's trust that this fellowship will not only be here, but in heaven forever and forevermore.
我们这种美好的交通不单单是在这里，而且会在天堂永远的持续。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
让我们用我们的信心去经历神。你的信心有多大呢？神远远的大过我们，我们所求所想的，这圣经上说的哈。谢谢妈咪的信息听，鼓励我们。我们来唱这个副歌哈。我灵歌唱，赞美救主我神，你真伟大，何等伟大！我灵歌唱，赞美救主我神，你真伟大，何等伟大！再来一遍哈，我灵歌唱，赞美救主我神，你真伟大，何等伟大！我灵歌唱，赞美救主我神，你真伟大。